failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't.
Welcome to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. And now, here's our host, Allie.
Thank you, Mel D. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Remember that I'm not here to point fingers at or to place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here for is to face my own truths as I continue to grow spiritually and continue to walk in my life's purpose. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And you can also connect and follow us through social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you'll find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook. Search for me at There Is Life After Layoff, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you once again for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, just a couple of quick announcements, then we'll be ready to start tonight's conversation. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because we do have all of our past recorded shows uploaded on an automatic player box on a programming page. All you got to do is just click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing for you automatically. But guess what? For those of you who are always on the go, you can find us on iTunes. All you got to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are available now, and after tonight's live show goes off the air, you will be able to upload it within about 30 minutes or less. So, again, we say thank you for continuing to not only tune in to the live broadcast, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. Now, you know what? Tonight's show is all about giving thanks. And I want to give you, our listeners, the opportunity to share why you are thankful. So I invite you to call in and join the conversation. If you want to make a positive comment or just, you know, give thanks and or give somebody a shout-out for being thankful for them in your lives, just call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit earlier tonight, so if you want to make a comment you know, early on in the show, go ahead and press 1 now, and we definitely look forward to speaking with you. So, you know what, now we're ready to get started. And I have to say that time has really flown here. And, you know, once again, we are getting ready to head into the holiday season. I'm still getting over last holiday, you know. And here we are again. It's time for Thanksgiving. Then Christmas is rolling around. And, you know, it's usually around this time of year that people kind of get sentimental and they get in the holiday spirit and they start thinking about, you know, how blessed we are. Let me be the first to really point out that we are here tonight to give thanks in all things. And you know what? It should not just be during the holiday season. Okay. So with that said, you know, I want to take some time to give thanks for all that God has done in my life, and then I want to hear from you. So, you know, as I mentioned, Mel D, in a moment we're going to open up the phone lines. Hopefully we have some callers. But before we get started, I would definitely be remiss if I didn't pause to recognize all of the veterans out there as we get ready to celebrate Veterans Day on tomorrow. Both my husband and my father are veterans, and I want to share a Facebook post that I saw the other day that I thought was really on point. The post said, "Thanksgiving is the day that we give thanks for all of the things that we have, and Veterans Day is the day that we give thanks for all of the people who protect all of the things that we have." Okay, how true is that? So we are thankful for your service and your courage. And you know what? Oftentimes we really don't recognize or realize the sacrifice that you make in order to keep us safe. So we honor you and we say thank you to those brave men and women who have served in the past and to those who are still serving on active duty. We are praying for your safe return. So God bless you. Okay, now I want to take some time to kind of start giving thanks for all that God has done in my life. I give him all the honor, glory, and praise for seeing me through and for guiding me and leading me during the good and the bad times. And I'm going to be perfectly honest because that's what I'm here to do, be face truth and be transparent and share my journey with you. It has really, really been a challenging year for me, both personally and professionally. But I have to say that through it all, God has sustained me. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, some people may think that they should only give God praise during the good times. But for me, honestly, I do want to thank him for even for the trials and tribulations that I may have gone through. Because guess what? Even though that might sound crazy to you, it is during those times that I finally came to realize that those were the times that he was showing me and showing me an area of my life where I needed to grow, okay? So, yes, I do say thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to not give up on me during those times and for showing me so that I can grow in relationship with you. And I say thank you, Lord, for my family, especially my husband and my children who put up with me when I'm not at my best and not acting in love like I should. And for my sister who, you know, is one of my best friends and always has my back. So I'm thankful for them and us as well as for the rest of my family members. And I'm thankful for all of the wonderful new friendships and relationships in my life and for the doors that he has opened up for me since getting laid off. I'm telling you that I would have never in my mind believed that I would be hosting a radio show. Never. Okay. But God knew the plan that he had for me. As I stand on Jeremiah 29:11, you know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. He knew. And you know, I can go on and on about all the many things that I'm thankful for, but you know, now it's time to hear from you and give you an opportunity to share with us. But first, Mel D, I kind of want to give you an opportunity to share with us. What are you so thankful for?
I'm thankful to be alive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, you know, when we talk about being transparent, I personally have had, I just had to take care of my health this year. I had to focus mm-hmm. a little bit closer on my health. Mm-hmm. And just make sure that I'm protecting the vessel that God has blessed me with.
Right.
And so with that focus, I have been able to sort of fulfill some dreams, some personal dreams of my own. I'm first extremely thankful for my family, and I'm going to do a shout out to my hubby, who many of you finally know is Rudy. He actually is one of my biggest cheerleaders, and without his support, a lot of things would not be possible.
Right.
So I'm thankful for him. I'm also extremely thankful to still have my parents with me.
Yes.
They're alive and well, and I'll be spending some time with them over the holiday season, and just so blessed, and I take each day as a blessing that I still have them with us, and
right.
I'm also extremely thankful for the new generation that's happening in our
yes.
family. We have a
yes.
whole other set of children
right.
and babies. I kept saying we're raining babies this year, and for those of you that follow me on Facebook, you've seen their faces, so
right, right.
I'm really thankful for that. But overall, on a professional side, I'm so thankful for the platform that we've created. Who
yes.
knew in our early discussions that we would be where we're
right.
at today? You know,
exactly.
2 years in, and we continue to grow. We have new shows, and our listeners, we're just so thankful for them.
Absolutely.
Because without them, the show wouldn't be possible. So a big shout out to everyone. I am thankful for all of you for supporting Allie, supporting Atlanta Life Radio, and supporting
yes.
There Is Life After Layoff. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you mentioned parents. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to go and see my dad before the holidays. So I'm thankful for that, he's the only parent I have left, so I got to go see about him. So I'm thankful for that opportunity. So, I'm just wondering, Melody, do we have any callers who want to come on air?
Yes, we do.
Yay.
So I think what we'll do, we'll bring them each on one at a time. And
okay.
then once I get to, we have three callers. And then I think, one of the callers I know will have to leave us early, but the other two, I'll leave them on open mic, okay?
Absolutely.
And so
great.
We can continue our conversation. So
okay.
for our first caller, if your number ends in 9608, welcome, you're on air.
Hello, everybody. This is Vivian Turner, All Eyes on You.
Hey, Viv.
Hello. Wow. I am just so thankful for a lot of things.
Mm.
This year has been a very trying year. And I tell you what, I'm so glad I'm persevering.
Yes.
To God, but I want to say and give a shout out to Mr. Artie Turner, my husband.
Artie.
Woo! Let me tell you, because this man has to endure so much with his wife. I'm keeping it real.
Keeping it real, right?
I am a handful, but I tell you, that is my best friend. He's probably my biggest cheerleader outside of you, Allie. And all my other listeners. But,
right.
Yeah, I am so thankful for my husband and my family and just the lessons that I've learned over
right.
the course of the year, but especially in the last few months, being that I took that big leap of faith and
right.
laid myself off. And
right.
it's just been an awesome, awesome journey, and I'm just thankful for the good as well as the bad.
Right.
And, not dwelling, and I'm thankful for not dwelling on those who did me wrong. And
right.
I can celebrate and be thankful for those who did me right.
Ooh, amen. You
amen.
Said that. But you
Bye.
Know what? We both have had tests, but I think you and I have talked about this at length. On the other side of those tests have always been an awesome testimony, hasn't it?
It has. And, just sitting here right now, I'm kind of choking up a little bit because I'm getting a little emotional because of all the things that God has done and what he's about to do. And
yeah.
it's just amazing. And we just have to stop where we are and just give him the glory and give him the praise and the honor.
Yes.
Everything we go through, because it's a lesson in everything.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just a matter if you're going to be open to it and embrace that.
Right.
But at the same time, just be thankful for it, because
yeah.
without it, you would not grow.
You're right. You're
and,
right.
I'm just so full of joy, peace, and just, I'm just full. Words can't even express, really, what I'm feeling.
When you think about the alternative, though, Vivian, when you think about the alternative, you know, we don't have anything to complain about.
No.
I mean, I always kind of point out to my children, you know, you are so blessed to have a choice of what you want to eat each day.
Right.
You are so blessed to have a choice of what outfit you want to put on, you know, mm-hmm. and then I have to keep it real and show them images of children who may not have the same options.
Exactly.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, I think that sometimes we forget the alternative, and, you know, there's a gospel song, I can't remember who sang it, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, I won't complain.
Woo!
You know? You know, so when you think of the alternative, you can't help but shout. And, you know, because he kept me.
Mm.
He kept me, you know, through the good and the bad times. And every opportunity that I have to grow, and believe me, I got plenty of opportunities that I need to still be growing every
right.
day. And I fall short. But that's okay, because
mm.
I recognize it.
Exactly.
And then I can grow and learn, you know. Because to me, when he has his finger on me, that means he loves me.
Amen. Woo, I love that. Woo, you got to stop it.
That's love. That's love.
It is. No. It really is. And it just feels so good to be loved. Who don't want to be loved?
Right.
But when
right.
your father embraces you and comforts you and loves on you, oh, my God, you gotta give it back.
Exactly.
You got to give it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
you know,
so.
Just being thankful for choosing happiness,
mm.
you know, by taking one day at a time, day by day, complaining very little,
mm.
you know, and being thankful for the little things
yeah.
that really mean a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the big things. It's usually the little things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people don't realize complaining is actually a sin.
It is.
And we do it so well, don't we?
Oh yeah, we've been there.
We do it so
that.
Well. Oh
we,
my goodness.
Really well. I've been working on that. Complain, you know, and just stop where I am, and some, you know, even when I'm about to,
yeah.
it's human nature, I
yeah,
think sometimes.
Yeah.
But when
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
about to, I'll stop myself right there in my tracks and be like, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do.
Absolutely. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Well, you know what? I know Mel D said we got a couple more callers, so let's see who we got on the party line of praise tonight joining us.
All right. We'll bring on our second caller. And if your number ends in 2962, welcome. You are now on air.
Well, hello, Mel D. And Allie.
Oh. Hey,
this
hey.
Is Gabby G.
Hey, Gabby.
Oh,
you had a little
you?
Bit of good weather.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I'm just loving on that Vivian, too, because, oh, my goodness. It's like a little love fest over here. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
And I can just resonate with everything each of you three ladies have said this evening about being thankfuler. Because, you know, I do think sometimes when you are so blessed each day,
mm-hmm.
you forget how
yeah.
blessed we are.
Yep.
And, you know, to have, like, I have, you know, I still have my father's a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Allie, for bringing
yes.
that to the forefront of your program, because I call my father every Veterans Day or and just say thank you to him. He's 93 years old. He
mm.
has a
wow.
broken heart.
Oh, wow.
He was nearly killed. And
mm.
He looks back and says the best thing that ever happened to him, because
wow.
the pension that he gets has to say didn't know my mother back then, but when he married my mom and he was raising 10 children, they lost two children, so they had a total of 12 children, and hard times. He worked very hard just to put a roof over our head and to clothe and feed us. And when there were times where they didn't know where the next bill was going to get paid, some kind of pension from the government would come in for my father for being shot in the war.
Oh, wow.
And so my father said, you know what, back then as a young man, I couldn't understand why that happened to me, but the Lord knew how that would sustain me and my family. And so he saw that as a blessing. Every time with his medals, and now he's full of arthritis, but he never complained.
Mm.
And even does my mom. My mom's 90 and my father's 93.
What a blessing. Wow.
They are. And so my mom, I had a conversation with her over the weekend, and they were in a very bad accident in 2012, and they were almost nearly killed with my brother and sister-in-law. And my mother's life hung on the balance for 1 month. And they kept telling us she wasn't going to make it. But you know what? She did.
Yeah.
And
praise God
so
for
praise the Lord for that. And so I said to my mom, I asked the Lord, why in the world did you have to go through that? And she completely recovered, which is a miracle in itself. They had to drill two holes in her head and all that.
Oh, my goodness.
She had blood clots in her brain and her speech returned. But, you know, she said, it's not for me to even question why.
Yes.
I didn't even ask the Lord why. She said, I just had to trust him that this experience may have been for someone else who was taking care of me or for the people involved in the accident that caused it. It could have been for them. And so she said, you just don't know the reasons why. But, you know, she just was thankful to the Lord for bringing her through. And I have all my brothers and sisters. We all get along so well. We all love each other and help each other. There's never any infighting. And it's very special family. I have like 45 to 50 nieces and great nieces and nephews. And I do. We're all like the Waltons.
Right.
So my in-laws, I love my in-laws. I'm very close to them. We vacation together. That's not something everybody can say.
Right. You got that right. Yes. Yes.
You know,
right.
I have a wonderful husband and a great son. And, you know, everybody's healthy and strong. And we're all just so very blessed in my life. And but you know what? I've been through some things myself personally in the last few years. But the Lord has now brought me out of those. And I have to say, I can't hang up before I say that the answer to my prayers was Atlanta Life Media and Radio.
Oh.
And your friendship, Alicia and Mel T, that was, I was talking to my sister about it the other day, and she said, you know, Atlanta Life Media, this radio program you've been blessed to do, is an answer to your prayer from the Lord. And I said, I already know that. And it was confirmed to me. It was confirmed to me because I wasn't seeking that, just like you said. I wasn't seeking that.
Right.
And it's a gift. And the Lord did it for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I don't take it for granted. I'm grateful and thankful for your friendship, Alicia and Mel D. Every single day, you have so much grace and love and friendship. And we all have a kinship with the Lord, and you can't put a price on that.
No, you can't.
Thank you.
I'm just so grateful and thankful for all of you. You've just been wonderful to me, and you really are an answer to prayer, and I just want you to know that. I just love you all
so
much.
Thank you.
And
so
we
much,
love
Jesus.
You back.
Absolutely. You know, I can remember when we first met at the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival a couple of years ago, and, you know, it was like an instant connection. And,
it was.
Know,
it was a God connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've been connected ever since. And I'm, you know, I always say this, and, you know, I can't say it enough. God brings people into our lives for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to us to discern who is who and for how long. And, you know, you can see a person's heart. And I'm thankful for one of those lessons that he showed me in some of my trials was, you know, how to recognize who is who and for how long, because that was that was an area that I didn't recognize. You know, you got people stuck in the life out of you, and you people only, you know, and you let it happen.
Yeah, I do know.
And, you know, but you know what? It's so true what they say. People only do what you allow them to do. So, you know, you have to take a stand. And you have to recognize what God might be showing you and telling you. And he has given me that discernment to be able to say, okay, well, you know what? I need to take a step away from that relationship. Or I need to take a step away from that. I need, you know. And you do it in a loving way. And there's a way to do it. You've got to just maintain a healthy balance in it all. And it's difficult to do because you don't ever want to hurt anybody's feelings. But, you know, I'm so thankful for you and for your support, because, you know, you have shown us that what we're doing is a worthwhile cause. You know, you're one of those people who just really, from the start when we shared it with you, what we were doing, that was, you were so on board with it and so connected to the story, you know, and the journey. And so thank you for seeing the vision through and being a part of it. Okay.
Well, you know, so many people, it resonated with me because I was in that myself at that moment when I met you.
Yeah.
And I recognize, it doesn't take much to recognize truth. And so many people, they don't want to expose the truth or they're embarrassed about their truth.
Yes.
So
when
you can be transparent about your own, and you want to help other people, I was praying and asking the Lord, what is my purpose? And his answer was, what did I just bring you out of? Because your purpose is to help other people, what I just brought you out of, who are going through the same thing. That's your purpose. And then not a week later, I met you at Kingdom One.
Wow.
And it grabbed my heart. I almost cried because I said, oh, Lord, I have to help him, help other people, because That's exactly it. They're, you know, you're the springboard, and you're providing those resources to people that are invaluable. And it's just because it can't be a secret.
Yes,
like you just have too much to offer, and it's just so important. Everybody needs what Atlanta Life Media Agency, radio. Your life after layoff, everybody needs what you have to offer. And I just was selfish. I didn't want it to be kept right in Atlanta. The whole world needs.
Oh, goodness. If we want to spread the love worldwide.
Exactly.
No, we got enough to go around.
We're all just genuine. And I just saw your genuineness, and I also saw, I remember sharing this with Melinda, I saw the spirit of God around you. It was just an aura.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw it there. Yep. And
yes,
I'm just proud.
Thank you.
Proud to even be associated with both of you. So.
You guys going to have these kids before the program is over.
I know.
We should have our third caller holding on.
Yes, we do. So
all right.
Just hold on. And I'm going to bring... if your number ends in 5870, you're on air. Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Great conversation. And earlier today, I spoke to my sister and didn't think I was going to be able to appear on the show, but here I am.
Hey!
And
hey.
And I will say this. I am grateful, and Melody, this will resonate with you as well, for life. Last month, and my sister knows about this, I was at work, and I had a situation where I literally collapsed in the parking lot at work.
Right.
Now, the significance of this was it was maybe a week before the passing of my mother, and when I collapsed, I actually thought I was in my bed asleep because I felt a hand and a pillow underneath my head.
Wow.
I had no injury to my head whatsoever. And when I tell you I went down like a tree on hard concrete, because I actually had pebbles in my hair when I was in the ER that evening that I was getting out of my hair. and there was nothing wrong. Everything came back fine. God gave me life again.
Right.
And I know without a doubt that my mom was there because that was her hand underneath my head. Ooh, I have too much work here on this earth to do.
Right.
My job here is not done.
Right.
I'm the oldest out of three in my family. And my job is to make sure that my family is taken care of. And I am grateful for my family,
absolutely,
everyone in my family,
absolutely,
Leisha, Mel D. And I would be remiss if I did not shout out my wonderful child, Torrance Taylor Jr., who is down in Florida and has taken on the role to help out with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing in this world that he will not do for his grandfather.
Right.
And I was on the phone speaking to my dad today, who has Parkinson's, who also is a veteran, and I will be sharing his picture tomorrow because we're doing a tribute in the office, and his picture will be amongst all the other veterans there.
Right.
And it's so hard to have a conversation with him because of the stuttering that he does because of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I'm grateful because I had that conversation.
Right.
And there are so many things that God brings into our lives. God takes away, but he brings to us as well.
Yeah.
And I have met so many wonderful people in my lifetime that have made an impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend Nicolette, my dear friend Rosine, and I have to shout out my friend Sean from Phoenix, Arizona, who today, after I got off the phone with my dad, I was crying and I was upset, and I texted him. And he says, I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to pray for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, what can I do for you? And I said, you just did.
Right.
See,
it's
selfless
support,
people
right?
like that, yes, that come into our lives that show us that grace and that glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so glad that this platform is here for us to share this. Because there's so much hatred and everything going on in the world.
Yep.
And this is the season that we need to be grateful. We need to be reaching out. And we need to be spreading the word and the gospel.
Right. Absolutely.
Because
right.
without it, we have chaos.
Exactly. It takes, you know, a light in a dark place. And that's what we need to be. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
So
I'm grateful. I am so grateful for this platform. And I can remember when this all started, when it first began.
Yeah.
And I can remember Alicia calling me up and saying, hey, I've got this great idea. This is what we're thinking about doing. And I've watched it blossom. And I will tell Allie and Mel D, continue on this journey. Because there's so many people that you have touched. And there are so many people that need you out there to continue doing what you're doing. And thank you so much for being selfless and sharing this with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's times like this because there are those times, and I think Mel D would probably agree, that you wonder, is anybody listening?
Exactly.
Is anybody out there? Does it matter what I'm doing? You know, we all go through that time. And, you know, so, you know, and it's oftentimes when I feel that way, I will meet somebody who will I can, you know, share or be a help to and share my story, and they will come to me and say, you know what, I listened to your program and your show and it blessed me, and I'm like, okay, God, I see you. You're trying to show me that what you are doing matters, you know, and I think that's what we all want to know, that we matter to somebody, whether we know them or not, you know. So I'm thankful for him giving me the discernment to see, you know, and to just kind of persevere. And I'm telling you, you know, and I believe that he has put me in people's lives at the appointed time.
At the
appointed time to share something that I may have gone through that they may have just experienced, but I didn't know that they were experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll come out later, and then I'll say, okay, God, I know why I met that person.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're doing. And so, you know, we have to allow him to use us as vessels.
Right. You know, Allie, this is Melody. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I find so powerful is the fact that we do speak into, it's not a black hole. I mean, when I look at the map and I see that we've reached people in Germany, when I see that we have listeners all throughout Europe, when I see that we light up the map throughout the United States, they may not call in, but they are listening. And that, to me, I mean, when you think about spreading the word and spreading the gospel, what better way to reach people? Because no matter what condition they're in, you know, they're coming before us, but they're coming before God, and they're listening and they're participating in this conversation. And we never know who we have helped. So I just want to, you know, always, you know, thank you for, you know, being transparent, because I think that's the connector. I think when people feel that you're speaking, people can hear honesty, you know. When people hear that, I think it resonates and it leaves a lasting impression, and they tune in for more. And then they tune in for more. So I'm also thankful for that. And for our last caller, your sister, Renee, thank you so much for your testimony. Absolutely. You know, I connect definitely with your health scare. I had a personal one myself. So, you know, I know how powerful that is. And when we know that someone on the other side and someone, a loved one, protected us from further harm, we know what to do. We know what to do. We know what to do, and we know who to talk to. Yes,
exactly.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's just, you know, it's, I don't know, God just, the way he works, you know, I have to say that there was a time in my life where I would have never been this transparent. And I think I've shared this on past shows where I felt like, you know, when I grew up, I was very self-conscious, and my self-esteem, I guess, wasn't, you know, the greatest. I'd have to say that I was shy. You know, I wasn't outspoken, or, you know, I would never have even thought that I could do what I'm doing now. And, you know, I was just one of those people that were in the background. So I see, when I think back and then I look where I'm at now, I'm thankful for the journey, because I know that during the journey, he was transforming me to be the vessel that you see now. And, you know, through all those struggles, through all those situations where I may have made bad choices or what have you, there was a purpose in it, and I see it now. And so I'd have to say, thank you, you know. And I heard a testimony by Joyce Meyer. Everybody knows I love Joyce Meyer. She shared, you know, if anybody knows her story, know how she was sexually molested for years by her dad, you know, and she calls it rape, actually. And I heard her say during one of her sermons that she now says, she no longer says that she wished it never happened. And she said people don't understand why she would say something like that about the horrendous things that were happening to her. But she said, I see now that God had to allow that to happen to me to make me the person that I am today. You know? So I'm thankful for the journey. I'm thankful for the times when I may have fallen short, or where I needed to be molded, you know, because it has allowed me to be who I am today. And although I still continue to evolve and grow spiritually every day, you know, he's brought me a mighty long way. Just like she says all the time, I may not be where I need to be, but I'm, thank God, I'm not where I used to be. You know, so, you know, I'm thankful for the platform, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to, you know, be a blessing to other people who may have negative life circumstances and might not have the voice that they think they have. And, you know, we're here to let them know, hey, you're not alone. You know, you're not alone. So
every experience that God takes us through is our journey and our story, so that we can touch someone else who is having a journey and a story.
Yes.
And it makes us stronger to be able to be there for them. And I think when we're going through it, we're going through those trials and tribulations, and we'll sit there and we'll say, why? We don't get it. We don't understand it. But there is a reason. And then you can look back and say, I get it now, God.
Yeah.
I understand why you put my footsteps in that path.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. So, you know, it's a growing process, and we continue to grow. And thank God, you know, for the growth, you know, because without it, you know, we'd just all be stagnant and just in the same predicament from day to day, year to year, month to month, you know. We would never prosper. That's just my opinion. But, you know, the growth helps us to be able to, you know, stand on his promises. That's what gets me through every day, being able to stand on his promises. That's my hope, you know. That's my hope, you know. So I'm thankful for all of you guys who, you know, called in to be with us on air tonight. And we're probably going to, you know, have a shortened show this evening. But that's okay, because I think that we've said what we needed to say, and who ever was in earshot, you know, has heard what they needed to hear. And I want to say one more shout.
Allie, we have one more caller that wants to come on air. Okay.
All right.
So if you're okay, we're going to bring this caller on.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Caller, if your number ends in 8727, welcome. You're on air.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Char Marshall with Changing Faces.
You know what? Hello. You must have felt me, vibe me, because I was just getting ready to bring your name up. I promise you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want you guys to know I am still on the road. I just we're headed to Clarksville now. We're about 30 minutes out from our destination with my aunt and my uncle. God has got me on another for the opportunity to be used for his glory.
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm thankful for. Anywhere I can be used in any capacity for his glory.
We've
I'm
been
thankful.
Praying for your safety.
Yes.
Thank you. You know, this cancer is no joke, and she wanted to be home, and we're taking her home so hospice can take care of her at home. She didn't want to go in an ambulance. She wanted her husband to drive her, so he asked me if I would ride with him to bring his wife home. And
praise
I said,
God
of course.
For that.
Of course. And nothing happens by chance or coincidence, because I'm available when nobody
Absolutely.
Else was available.
Absolutely.
So God already had all of this planned out. So I just thank God for your prayers and your well wishes, and praying for my aunt, because she can still be a candidate for a miracle, and we're not giving up.
Absolutely. So I'm so glad. I promise you, I was just getting ready to give you a shout out if you were listening, because you were in my thoughts.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you guys are almost to your destination. So praise God for that. And we are keeping you and your family lifted in what you're going through. And I think when you and I spoke earlier today, I said God knew that, you know, he had to free you from where you were so that you could be available now. So we're thankful for that.
Absolutely. And my aunt, she was throwing up, and she was just in so much pain, and she had these tubes in her, and I'm like, Auntie Pam, just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. If you just say Jesus, there is power in his name.
Absolutely.
There is power in his name. We're going home, Auntie. We're going home, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to get off this line so I can pay attention to her. I just wanted to say thank you to you all.
Okay, thank you.
You know, blessings and Thanksgiving to you all.
All right.
Same to you.
Okay. Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Oh, praise God for that. So we are keeping them lifted in prayer. That's a difficult situation for her, but I'm thankful for her. And, I was about to just really, you know, tell her how we were thinking about her and their safety and their safe travel. So we're thankful to hear that she's safe. So, and so, you know, I'm thankful for this show tonight, and I know God's ears, he hears us praising him. But as always, I want to, close out my show with a word of scripture, as we are accustomed to doing. So tonight, there's a scripture that I was led to share. It comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which reads, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And of course, this scripture very clearly states the fact that we are to give thanks in everything, okay? What that means is that we are to give thanks even in the bad times or in the midst of difficult circumstances. And as I mentioned, it has taken me a while to understand and know that, you know, even the bad things that happen to us are the will of God for that moment. Okay, troubles come to teach us to lean more on Jesus. And, you know, every problem that we overcome through faith in him makes us stronger than we were before. And so knowing all of this, how can we do less than praise him in all things at all times? And it has been during, you know, the trials that I have grown closer in relationship with him and learned more about myself. So I'm thankful for that. So I'm thankful for all of the people who have joined us tonight on air. Thankful for Vivian and for Renee and Mel D and for Gail and for Char. Thankful for all my listeners out there and all the listeners who listen to all the other programs that we have been blessed to be a part of. So thank you so much. And so on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we don't take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. And so let me take a moment to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And for those of you who may be traveling, take some time to think about what really matters during this time of season. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you look, that's when your breakthrough will begin. Through failure. the devil's defeated. Known has come from you alone.